BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has announced he'll back constitutional reforms aimed at dissolving municipal police forces across the country that face massive allegations of corruption. The move comes a little more than 2 months since the disappearances of 43 students. Our America's editor Candice Piette reports.
Mr. Peña Nieto's administration has been deeply criticised by protesters who for months have been demonstrating against the disappearance of the 43 students in Guerrero State 2 months ago. They say he hasn't dealt with organised crime, police corruption and savage mass murders in many regions of the country now dominated by criminal gangs. In response, Mr. Peña Nieto says he plans a raft of measures, including reforming the police by dissolving corrupt municipal police forces, which will be taken over by state police. Mexico currently has 2 federal police forces, over 30 state police units, and is estimated to have thousands of municipal police bodies.
OPEC has said it will not cut its oil output to shore up international crude oil prices. The decision came after a 5-hour meeting of the 12 representatives of OPEC member countries. Shortly after the announcement, world oil prices plunged to their lowest level for 4 years. The BBC's economics correspondent says the decision was not really a surprise, although countries such as Nigeria and Iran had favoured quite a sharp cut in production in an attempt to boost prices. He says Saudi Arabia in particular was unwilling to play its traditional role of balancing the market unless the whole group shared the cuts. Reports from Nigeria say at least 25 people have been killed in an explosion in Adamawa State in the northeast of the country. 5 of the dead are said to be soldiers. The incident is reported to have occurred near the town of Mubi. Will Ross reports.
A spokesman for the governor of Adamawa State told the BBC that most of the victims of the bomb attack were civilians. The blast was detonated in Maraba, near the town of Mubi, close to the border with Cameroon. A 24-hour curfew has been imposed in the area. Last month, Mubi was captured by the jihadist group Boko Haram, and its fighters then tried to seize territory further south towards the state capital Yola. But the Nigerian military, with assistance from local vigilante groups and hunters, halted the Boko Haram advance and recaptured Mubi earlier this week.
Israel's security services say they've broken up a Hamas network in the West Bank that was planning to carry out a series of attacks on targets in Jerusalem, including a football stadium and the light rail system. The security service, Shin Bet, said it had arrested more than 30 Hamas militants who'd been trained in Jordan and Turkey. A Hamas spokesman said it was clear that Israel was trying to divert the world's attention at a time of escalating tension in Jerusalem. World news from the BBC. There's been a flare-up of violence in the border area between India and Pakistan, leaving 10 people dead in India. Reports say a group of gunmen wearing army uniforms attacked an Indian army base near Arnia in the disputed region of Jammu and Kashmir. The state's chief minister, Omar Abdullah, said 4 civilians, 3 soldiers and 3 of the attackers died in the fighting in Crossfire. It's the worst militant attack in Kashmir for many months. The leader of a rebel group from the Central African Republic has been released from prison in Cameroon following the release of 16 hostages. 15 of the freed hostages are Cameroonians, the other a Polish priest. The rebel leader, Abdoulaye Mishkine, arrived by plane in the Republic of Congo, whose president, Denis Sassou Nguesso, acted as a mediator. One of the best-known crime writers of the past half-century, P.D. James, has died at the age of 94. The British author won numerous awards and honours in a career that spanned 7 decades and was praised for bringing modern characters to traditional detective stories. But she didn't begin writing until her mid-30s, as she explained in a BBC interview.
I knew from early childhood that I wanted to be a novelist, but there were circumstances, really. I was 19 when the war broke out. I married young. I had 2 small children. Then my husband came home from the war mentally ill, so I had to get a full-time safe job, and the years went by. The time came when I realised there was never going to be a convenient moment. I would have to make time, or I would be a failed novelist.
The great Brazilian football player Pelé, who's 74 years old, is receiving special care in a hospital in Sao Paulo. In a statement, the hospital said his health had deteriorated 3 days after he was admitted with a urinary tract infection. It said he was being monitored closely, but Pelé's spokesman has said he's fine and that he should be out of hospital in about a week. BBC News.